Good morning. My name is Takahashi. Thank you for your interest in Yamaha's products and services. I believe you have already downloaded reference materials for third quarter briefing from our website. I will be briefing you according to these materials. Please turn to page three, which shows performance in the third quarter. The net sales for the company were 112.5 billion yen, and operating income was 6.4 billion yen. The company was affected by global deceleration of the economy, as well as appreciation of the yen, leading to year-on-year decline in both sales and income. On a year-on-year basis, the impact of exchange rates was -2 billion yen. If we discount the impact of exchange rates in sales on actual basis, it was -3.7% or -4.4 billion yen. The operating income was down by 2.5 billion yen year-on-year. Though we had the positive impact of 5 billion yen from the group-wide cost cuts, it was not enough to cover the decline in sales. In addition, there was negative impact of exchange rates by 5 billion yen and the investment losses on retirement benefit obligations by 900 million yen. Comparing the sales results to the initial projections released on April 30th, 2023 of last year, because of the decline in sales in musical instruments and lifestyle-related products, it was below the initial projection level. However, the operating income slightly improved against the backdrop of positive impact of exchange rates by 1.7 billion yen and because of more-than-expected achievement in cost cuts. Please turn to page four. This shows sales and operating income by segment. Though musical instruments as well as lifestyle-related product segments saw a year-on-year decline, the other segment posted increase in sales. Comparing the results against the initial projections, musical instruments, lifestyle-related products, and electronic devices saw a decline. Though musical instruments and lifestyle-related products saw a year-on-year decline in operating income because of sales decrease and unfavorable exchange rates, other segments posted increase. Comparing the results against the initial projections, the income was higher in all segments except musical instruments and lifestyle-related products. Please turn to page five. This shows the performance of 9 months starting from April. On a year-on-year basis, it was a decline in both sales and income. In comparison to initial projections, it was lower in sales but higher in income. The net sales were 316.9 billion yen, which was 14% below the previous year. However, discounting the impact of exchange rates, it was -8.6%. Operating income was 10.5 billion yen, which was approximately half the level it was the previous year. Though cuts in costs as well as raw material expenses were conducted along with price increase to improve profitability, it was not enough to offset the negative impact of exchange rates as well as decline in sales. On the other hand, in comparison to the initial projections, though sales were lower because of appreciation in euro as well as the cut in expenses, the income was higher. Please turn to the next page. This shows net sales and operating income performance by segment. All segments saw a decline in net sales on a year-on-year basis. However, comparing it to the initial projections, all segments except musical instruments and lifestyle-related products saw increase in sales. Looking at the operating income on the right, on the year-on-year basis, all segments except musical instruments saw increase in income. However, in the musical instruments segment, the net sales were down, and it was hit by the unfavorable exchange rates. This led to a huge decline in income by 14.5 billion yen. Comparing the results to the initial projections, the income was higher in all segments except musical instruments and lifestyle-related products. Please take a look at page seven. This analyzes the factors for increase or decrease in the operating income for the 9 months from April to December. The operating income for the same period of the previous year was 22.2 billion yen. Since the third quarter operating income was 10.5 billion yen, there was 11.7 billion yen decline. Indicated in the red are negative factors. 13.8 billion yen came from the negative impact from appreciation of the yen. 2.6 billion yen from the investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. 700 million yen from the newly consolidated subsidiaries, and 22.6 billion yen from reduced sales and production. On the other hand, 15.5 billion yen positive impact was derived from reduction in SG&A costs, 2.7 billion yen from material cost reductions. Price increase impacted positively by 6.2 billion yen, and effects of restructuring conducted last year accounted for 3.6 billion yen. However, these factors were not enough to offset the decline in operating income. You see the comparison with the initial projections at the bottom. There was a negative impact to operating income due to reduced sales and production by 10.2 billion yen. However, because of the positive impact from exchange rates and reduction in SG&A expenses, the company was able to add 3.1 billion yen to the 7.4 billion yen in the initial projections. Please turn to page 8. This page talks about the prospects for the business environment in the fourth quarter as well as the full-year performance forecast. The company expects that the uncertainty associated with delayed economic recovery, especially in the developed markets, to continue. In addition, appreciated yen would become an established trend. Sales are expected to decline against the initial projections in the musical instruments. There will be continued suspension of operation in the domestic factories for inventory adjustment in piano and wind instruments. In addition, the company expects that there will be decrease in orders from business-to-business clients such as in the parts business, making it difficult to achieve the initial projections for operating income in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, the company will continue to restructure the business as well as to implement initiatives for improving profitability. It would also focus on formulation of midterm management plan with a view to next round of growth. The details of the midterm plan are expected to be released on April 6th. Please take a look at page 9. This page has a title of Promotion of Business Restructuring. As an overall policy, we will be focusing on our core businesses. As it was already announced, the company will cease its production of magnesium molded parts as the end of March. Currently, there is a work underway for the transfer of employees after the withdrawal from this business. In the lifestyle-related business, the company is planning to transfer majority of shares of our 100% subsidiary, Yamaha Living Tech, as of the end of March, and the work for that is in progress. As a way to boost profitability of musical instrument business, the company is looking to strengthen overseas factories as well as to review the role of domestic factories. For piano, two Japanese production facilities will be consolidated into one in August, as already announced. In addition to that, there will be utilization of parts sourced from overseas in the Japanese production in order to improve profitability. Furthermore, the company will enhance the production capabilities in China as well as in Indonesia. With that in mind, the production at the domestic factories will focus on high-end upright pianos as well as grand pianos in the midterm. The overseas factories will be in charge of production of middle-end upright pianos, which will be marketed globally. This would enable the company to clarify the roles of each factory as well as to reform the structure. For the first time in history, starting from this summer, upright piano made in Indonesia will be sold in Japan. As for the wind instruments, as it was previously announced, the Saitama factory will be closed in 3 years' time, consolidating the manufacturing sites. At the same time, the overseas production capability will be strengthened. As was the case with piano, the company will be shifting the production of low-end to middle-range products to overseas. At the same time, there would be more utilization of parts sourced from overseas. These production strategy will be explained in more details in our midterm plan. Please take a look at page 12. This page shows the performance up to third quarter, as well as the forecast for the fiscal year end. With the business environment in mind, the company decided to make downward revision for the full year performance. In regards to sales, The company has made a downward revision by 26 billion yen compared to the initial projection to 413 billion yen. In regards to the operating income, it is expected to remain the same with the initial projection at 6 billion yen. The net income is now expected to be negative 1.5 billion yen, down from the break-even forecast in the initial projection due to decline in deferred tax assets. Turning to the next page, you will see full-year forecasts for the performance by business segment. Musical instruments and lifestyle-related products are expected to see a decline in both sales and income. The other segments are expecting increase in operating income. From page 14 on, you will see the performance by segment. The pages illustrate the performance in the third quarter, as well as the policies for the fourth quarter. First is musical instrument segment. In the third quarter, this segment has seen decline in both sales and income versus the previous year, as well as against the initial projections. Sales discounting the impact of exchange rates were down 6% year-on-year, or 5 billion yen. It was 12% below the initial projections on actual basis, or 9.2 billion yen. As for the operating income, in addition to the decline in sales, there were factors such as negative impact of exchange rates as well as investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. Because of this, the year-on-year figures were drastically below previous year. Comparing the results to the initial projections, because of sales decline, the operating income also decreased. As for the inventory level as of the end of December, it was slightly high in wind instruments. However, overall inventory level was close to an adequate level. In terms of the full-year forecast, this segment is expected to post decrease in both sales and income when compared to the initial projections. The sales are expected to go down by 5%, discounting the impact of exchange rates. The company would continue to expand its sales in China as well as in other emerging markets. In order to improve our profitability, continued expense control will be thoroughly implemented. The company would also aim for an appropriate level of inventory towards the end of the fiscal year. The inventory level of wind instruments is expected to be brought to an appropriate level by the end of March. The next page shows the sales by region for musical instruments. The figures written in the red in the parentheses show differences in local currency basis. If you take a look at the 9 months until the end of the third quarter, you will see that China, in the bottom middle page, has grown 15% year-on-year in sales. However, the developed countries, namely Europe, the US, and Japan, have seen actual decline. However, in the United States, there was a sign of bottoming out in keyboard instruments such as piano in the third quarter, growing 7% year-on-year. In the other region, there are signs of recovery, except for Russia and the Middle East. Because of these factors, the company expects a slight increase in overall sales on a year-on-year basis in the fourth quarter. Our full-year prospect is that Europe, the US, and Japan will see a decline in sales, China would show double-digit growth, and other regions would show increase in sales. Please take a look at page 16. This shows sales by region. In Japan, there was a shift towards low-priced products. Because of this, sales of mid-range and high-end large keyboard instruments severely suffered. In North America, there is a sign of recovery in keyboard instruments. However, just like Japan, there is an ongoing trend of shift in the demands to low-priced products. In addition, there is a decline in demand for wind instruments as well as in commercial audio market. In Europe, the company suffered lackluster sales at the end of the calendar year, and this difficult situation is expected to continue. The UK, Southern Europe, as well as Eastern Europe have suffered a huge blow from the deceleration in the economy. China is continuing to maintain its momentum, especially in pianos. The Asia-Pacific region is overall on a recovery trend, although some countries and regions such as Russia and the Middle East are still struggling. Brazil and Oceania region are posting steady growth. Please take a look at page 17. This shows sales by product category in the 9 months until the end of third quarter. Every product category posted decline in actual sales. However, as it was mentioned earlier, there is a sign of recovery in the keyboard market in the U.S. The company believes that the guitars and electronic drums will enjoy positive impact from new product launches. Because of these factors, the company expects a slight increase in sales year-on-year for the fourth quarter. Please take a look at page 18. This shows sales by product category. In the piano category, China is posting steady growth. In the U.S., there is a sign of bottoming out. However, Europe has suffered. Due to these factors, the overall sales will go down year-on-year. Digital musical instruments saw a continued trend in demand for low-price products. Just like you have seen in the piano category, there is a sign of recovery in the U.S. as well as steady growth in China. However, European market is suffering. There was a sales drop in countries like the U.S., Japan for wind instruments. As for the audio equipments, there was a not-so-bad trend in the audio equipment market for musical instruments. However, high-end products such as digital mixers have continued to suffer from economic deceleration. Please take a look at page 19. This is AV/IT segment. In the third quarter, this segment posted sales increase on year-on-year basis as well as against initial projections. Cutting expenses and reduction in cost of manufacturing contributed to increase in operating income. In the audio products, there was a continued momentum from YRS-1000 in Japan, which is an integrated front surround system with a TV rack. The sales in Europe and the U.S. also increased year-on-year. Due to these factors, the company has decided to make an upward revision for the full-year forecast. This segment is expected to see the first black ink in 2 years. The company will continue to strengthen the sales initiative towards front surround system products as well as desktop audios such as iPod dock speakers. Efforts will be made to decrease cost of manufacturing. Please turn to page 20. This page talks about the electronic devices or semiconductors. In the third quarter, the sales increased compared with the previous year. However, the sales declined against the initial projections. The digital amplifier and amusement-related products saw an increase in sales. On the other hand, because of shift to software in overseas mobile phones, sales for sound generators for mobile phones continued to fall. In terms of operating income, because of the factors such as lower depreciation expenses resulting from fixed asset impairment carried out on the previous year, it posted positive figures for the first time in 8 quarters. Regarding the full year, because of the delay in product development, it is expected that the sales will go below initial projections, though it will be difficult to achieve profitability. Thanks to the reduction efforts in fixed costs, the company is expecting shrinkage in the losses that was projected initially. Please take a look at page 21. This page talks about lifestyle-related products. Continued deterioration in the market resulted in a 30% decline year-on-year in new housing starts. Competition became fiercer, and the shift to low-price products continued. In the third quarter, our mainstay products, namely system kitchen and bath, saw a double-digit decline both in year-on-year figures as well as against initial projections. On the other hand, in operating income, because of the initiatives such as reduction in cost of manufacturing as well as thorough expense cut measures, it only went slightly down and was in the black. Looking at the full year, the company has made downward revision in the sales of 6 billion yen from the initial projections to 37 billion yen. However, through cost and expense-cutting efforts, there is a hope to achieve black ink in operating income. In addition, as I have mentioned earlier, the company is working to finalize the terms in which the lifestyle-related business would be transferred to the equity fund by the end of March. Please take a look at page 22. This page talks about other segments. In the third quarter, this segment saw increase in both sales and income year-on-year, as well as against the initial projections. Due to market recovery, there was a substantial increase in the production of high-end automobile interior wood components and magnesium molded parts. It was higher than the previous year, as well as initial projection. Golf category enjoyed good sales from the new products which were launched in December, exceeding the initial sales projections. However, it is likely that there will be some adjustments in the automobile interior wood components as well as magnesium products after January, though the company has revised the overall full-year forecast upward. In regards to the operating income, the company now expects it to break even as opposed to 2 billion yen in the red. The company's hope is to bring it to profitability. The recreation business was negatively affected by the deceleration in the economy, which makes it harder to attract customers. However, expense-cutting efforts are being made in the hope of improving the profitability. As for the magnesium parts, the production of completed products will be terminated as of the end of March, with the exception of some assembled parts which would remain in production in China after April. Please turn to page 23, which talks about capital expenditure. In the 9 months up to December, because of the overall delay in acceptance of investment, the amount halved year-on-year to 7.7 billion yen. From January, there will be various investments made including renovations in Ginza store as well as investments in piano factories. The total amount of capital expenditure expected for the full year was revised down by 2.4 billion yen from 18.3 billion to 15.9 billion yen. As for the R&D on the bottom, the forecast has remained unchanged from the original 21 billion yen. Please turn to page 24 to look at inventories. As of the end of December, if we discount the impact of currency exchange, the inventories were decreased by additional 3.8 billion yen from the initial projections. The inventory level of wind instruments is still relatively high, but overall, it's nearing the appropriate level. Up to the end of March, production will be decreased in the domestic piano and wind instrument factories, resulting in some suspension in production. Through this effort, the inventory level will be approximately appropriate levels, and the company hopes for this to lead to improvement in the profitability next fiscal year. Turning to the last page to page 25, you will see the balance sheet. As of the end of December, the amount that was recorded as accrued revenue back in the end of March, namely estimated refund amount for the corporate tax, enterprise tax, residential tax, as well as consumption tax, was received. Due to this, the amount of other current assets decreased. In addition, because of seasonality, notes and accounts receivable is a little bit higher. Aside from that, there isn't much change. The company believes that the balance sheet at the end of March would look similar to this. That would be all from me. There are some